Welcome back to the News at One. Now, almost one in every three post-primary students feel unwelcome in their schools. That's according to a new report this afternoon by the Department of Education into bullying. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been speaking to some post-primary students today. She asked them for their views on bullying.
I think particularly in post-primary schools, it becomes very cliquey. And, you know, once you're in and you find your group of friends, if you end up isolating yourself from those friends, if something happens, you are then on your own, and it can be really hard to find your way into a new group of people, and you can end up really isolated and really struggling to find that you belong.
I think it's just kind of the age that we're in. A lot of development happens, and, you know, you're making friends. And, you know, individuality is kind of discouraged, you know, in our like age group. So
when you say individuality is discouraged, is it by peers or by schools?
By peers, kind of, you know, just like the group in general, everyone's trying to fit in.
I feel like the main thing that schools should be doing is listening to their students. They're the people that are suffering bullying, and they're the ones that actually experience it firsthand, so they know how it feels like. So okay. Listening to the students, that's the main thing.
Before we came on air, we spoke to Yvonne Keating, who is the Chief Inspector with the Department of Education. We began by asking her about the main findings of this report into bullying.
The report does indicate that most schools are welcoming places where a strong sense of belonging is fostered. And in addition to that, a high percentage of students report that they're familiar with their school's anti-bullying policies. So this does show that schools are making concerted efforts to communicate their stance against bullying effectively. Now, of course, there are areas for improvement as well. And one of the most significant areas for improvement or areas for concern is the fact that about 25% of primary pupils and 21% of post-primary students reported that they were bullied. In addition to that, around one third of post-primary students felt that they cannot safely express themselves or feel fully included in school life. The survey findings point to the fact that there can be a range of reasons that students believe that they are being bullied. For example, students have indicated that they believe it may be to do with their appearance, their interests, or their backgrounds.
Do we know where this bullying happens? Is it in the classroom or is it online?
It depends on the context of the individual school, and this really highlights the importance of schools really engaging with children and young people in relation to the hotspots for bullying in their individual school. At a very practical level, there is a need for schools to consult with children and young people in, for example, the development of the supervision roster so that those areas where bullying might occur can be supervised appropriately. I suppose one of the things that the report really does highlight is the importance of student voice, the agency of the student, and the involvement of students generally in policy development at school level, and particularly in relation to decision making about matters that affect them.
Now, we see 35% of those surveyed were not confident that it's important to report bullying. That must be a concern. Is there a reason why?
That is of concern, and I think this is a very complex space and we need to be very careful in how we interpret these findings. Sometimes students may be unaware of the actions that teachers have taken to deal with bullying behaviour, but nonetheless the report does show that significant number of students who aren't confident in the capacity of teachers to recognise and manage bullying.
This is a comprehensive study, 106 schools, over 2,300 students, parents, teachers and principals as well. For students listening to this, how can they be helped if they're being bullied?
It's very important that students are encouraged to report bullying when it occurs. For example, they may report bullying to a class teacher, to a form tutor, to a year ahead, to some adult that they trust in the school. And it's very important through the school's own anti-bullying procedures that students are made aware of what to do, who to go to if they have a concern or if they feel unsafe or feel that they are being bullied.